first of all, to even have them aspiring, and then if they aspire, it's even worse to keep them around, because it's risky that some people may inadvertently use them on people. Or they're occupying space, they're also releasing all kinds of chemicals to the air that can cause disturbance. So usually, while the drugs expire, we want to get rid of them. But sometimes what happens is that drugs may expire at some places, and then people in authority have not been notified. And that can rise when people have not handled them well, like maybe by way of procurement, maybe they had to procure the drug in excess, or the drugs were there, they were prescribing, and people were not releasing those drugs out. And sometimes we can have drugs on our shelves and people are going out to buy. And that way, when the drugs expire, some people may feel reluctant to disclose that drugs have expired there. But where it is known that they have expired, they also need to sort them out. They need to be able to go and sort out the drugs. I know those ones that have expired, what quantities have expired. And then the internal auditors have to get involved to also ascertain that, yes, these drugs have actually expired, and calculate the cost of it. And then the question of destruction, we need to contact Food and Drugs Authority. And they also have to come in and take steps to go and do a destruction. Now, when they are coming, we also need to hire them to come, because we have to pay a fee before they come to assess. And then in going to destroy, the site where they go to destroy them, that place to their villages that's around it. And some of these, even though they've expired, they appear well packaged and everything. So when they go to place them there, the villagers may rush to come and pick them. And then this may also end up getting into other persons. So we needed to get police protection for the authorities who are going to destroy these drugs. And also, if you were to leave them, that some of them can be burnt, others have to be buried. But if you go and leave them whole like that and burn, and some do not burn, people will still pick them. So we had to hire the services of a crusher to be able to crush all those medications before they are disposed appropriately, either burying them or burning.
CEO of the Tamale Teaching Hospital, Dr. Kud